What's good with everyone? Welcome back to another Gadget Switch podcast. In today's podcast, got my right hand man V Worldwide, and we're going to talk about EVs and one in particular. I am a new owner of the Mustang Mach-E, but first off, let me talk to my boy V. See how you doing. What's up, V? How you doing, brother?
I'm doing good, man. Doing good. Just jealous.
Man, I've been hearing that comment a lot, man. It's not like that.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So in this episode, I want to talk about just EVs in general, and I want to let people know about how I picked up a Mustang Mach-E, and let you guys know about my experience with the vehicle so far. It's only been about a week, and it's been a very interesting week, a very educational week, learning about EVs, because I thought I knew a lot, but I'm learning about little nuanced things about owning an EV.
So how is let me just ask, I'm gonna do a interview you for a little bit on this, because I gotta know, man. Record this so my wife can hear it.
Uh-oh.
So we can get a bug in her ear about this.
Uh-oh.
So no, man, I did check out your first video on it. It was pretty cool. I like the style, and I remember I talked about it with you before. Mm-hmm. My brother had told me, but like last year, that I've always wanted a Tesla. I love the Tesla. And then I heard about that, and I looked at that car. It's pretty nice, man. It just looks really cool.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a couple of specs on it. So how's it been driving for you and everything?
Well, it drives really nice. It's very sporty, very nimble, very comfortable, quiet. You know, it's a change, because if you've been, I've been driving, the term is ICE, that's what, the EV people call internal combustion engines, ICE, that's the hot term over there. But I've been, when you drive a regular car and you switch over to an EV, it's like, it's little nuanced things that you got to get used to. Cause like, I have what they call the car set up on one pedal driving.
Okay.
Now, one pedal is you don't have to put your foot on the brake.
Oh, man.
You just let off the gas, and the car will slow itself, and it can come to a complete stop. Sometimes if you don't give yourself enough space, then you got to hit your brake like a regular car. You know what I'm saying? To finish off your stop. But the one pedal driving is very... it's kind of something that's weird, because when you're driving a regular car and you take your foot off the gas, you kind of hover your other foot over the brake as mm-hmm. you coast,
exactly.
You coast for a little bit, then you hit your brake to slow and stop. Whereas one pedal driving, you got your foot over the gas and you tapping the gas to keep the car moving, because it can stop before you're intended, where mm-hmm. you intended to stop. So sometimes you got to tap it to get it that much more closer to a much more reasonable place to stop your car at. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So do you find yourself hitting a brake, like feeling like it's not going to stop?
Nah.
And you just have to, you don't do that?
No, okay. Nah, because the minute you come off the gas, the car is starting to slow already.
Okay.
So you kind of feel it stopping. There's no coasting to it. Like it's a, like you need to have your foot on the pedal. It's like the minute you have your let off the gas, it's starting to go into its slow down mode.
Okay.
So,
and I guess you have to break. Oh, okay.
I mean, you will. I mean, it depends on how far.
I was listening on there also. I don't think I saw it on your video. Where did I see it? So, how do you shift the gears on it?
Well, there's really no gear shift. It's all, when you got that battery, it's all torque. It's gas, go. No.
Oh, no. I mean, as far as like putting it in park.
Put it in park.
I'm sorry. Okay. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I got a dial park drive rear. It's kind of basically the same.
Is it like a spinning dial?
Yeah, I got one that's a spinning dial.
Yeah, okay.
I think the Tesla have the, like you pull down on the, like you change it, like a blinker.
Traditional?
No. There's more like a, well, I guess you could say it's traditional, but from what I see is that little arm that sticks out that's similar to a wiper arm.
Okay.
And they tap that forward. I've seen Teslas use that to go.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But those, we're probably pissing a bunch of people off who knows a lot about EVs. We're talking like, about.
No.
What these guys don't know what. I mean,
man, you know. They be getting hot too.
But yeah, the Mustang Mach-E has the dial thing in the, between seats and. You dial it from park, reverse, neutral, drive.
Man, that's slick.
Yeah.
And then, so let's say like I know you were talking about also in your other video, you're talking about the app.
Yeah.
The Ford Pass.
Yeah.
Is that what it is? So how's that? You said it's got a couple of bugs, or how's it work?
Well, now it had an update and the app actually works a little bit better than what it was in my initial video. Mm-hmm. So there's been some improvement with that. So the thing about rant videos is that they live forever.
Oh yeah.
So you literally, and even if you went back and say you did another video, say, well, everything is better now, and da 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 da. Unless I go back and connect or re-edit or do anything to that video to let people know that my opinions about the app has changed, it's usually too late because they are already seen it, and they don't know.
Banging the keys. Yeah.
Yeah, they don't know that. Yeah, I done made another video that said, oh, by the way, it's doing better now. So,
oh, that's because they're done with you by then, man. They like, oh, yeah. This
got them. Oh yeah, man. Anytime you do any kind of, so you almost got to be real careful. When if anybody out there who's a YouTuber or who wants to do a YouTube video or channel,
yeah,
be careful of rant videos because they live on forever, and over time things could change, your opinion could change, something can happen that can make that situation that you're angry about more better. Mm-hmm. And nobody never sees that video. They only see that the video.
Oh yeah, and that's what they know you by.
Yeah.
It's the guy that hates Ford.
Right. Or hate the app. You know that.
Hates the app.
I got a lot of people mad at me about me complaining about the app, but I was more or less saying, look, man, that's one of the key features they try to sell you on any EV. That you can go keyless. Your cell phone is your key. Mm-hmm. And you want that to work. I mean, if you're selling that as a feature to me, and then on top of that, when you buy a car, they give you two fobs, or you know what I'm saying? They give you two fobs back in the day. When you buy a Mustang, they give you one fob for free. Any other fobs, you got to pay for. Tesla, I think, make you pay for the fob up altogether. They don't even give you a free one.
Oh, really?
If I'm remembering this right, I'm quite sure somebody's going to come at me on Twitter and correct me, but I think Tesla, you have to buy the fob. They just pretty much really emphasize that, you know, the phone is the best way to operate it.
Okay.
As your key. So of course I'm going to be a little ticked off if the app doesn't do what it's supposed to be, because everybody is trying to emulate Tesla to a certain extent, emulate their features, their tech, you know, the almost to a certain, I want to say the look, but they try to match Tesla for the range, the battery range. They, you know, every company, Tesla sets the bar.
They're the Apple of cars.
They're the Apple of cars. They set the bar. Everybody has to follow or catch Tesla.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, don't get me wrong. I think Ford, GM, and all of those other companies, once they're smart enough to come up with their own way to make that, like, for example, battery tech better.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But until they do, Tesla sets the bar. Tesla
right now.
Yeah. So when Tesla is pushing keyless car, you know, your cell phone as your key, mm-hmm. guess what? Everybody else is going to do it too.
Yeah. Cell phones. Yeah.
So I want it to work.
Oh yeah. You gotta, and people don't understand, man. I mean, you can be a fan of something and have gripes. You can. That's the only way you get things fixed. Otherwise the company's going to think it's okay to just do it. You have to speak up.
So, I mean, I kind of go along with this. If I'm telling you up front that I work with Ford, but yet at the same time, I'm able to be critical, I think that holds up. I think it should help my credibility when I'm trying to help you, you know, when you're thinking about buying one of these kind of EV.
Exactly. Just informing people, man, letting them know, because people want to know. They do.
Yeah. So, but the app has gotten better.
It has. Okay. So if you don't, let's say if you don't use, so you get a fob, you do get a fob with it.
Yeah.
How do you open the door? Cause I know the Teslas have, you push the knob and then pull back.
Yeah. Ford has the button right above in the B pillar of the car, the side, and it's a little button. If you got your key on you, your fob or your phone, normally the car would light up and it'll recognize you coming towards it. And it does this real cool thing where it shoot a Mustang outline on the ground.
Oh man, don't tell me that.
Of course. And the side view mirrors will open up for you and you just touch the button and it pops open.
That don't ever get old, does it?
No, that don't. No.
Real tech. Oh man. So is it in the front is exactly like the Tesla's, right? It has the frunk in it.
Yeah. So in the front, the frunk and everything. Yeah, their frunk on the Mustang is a little different because you can use it as a cooler. Like you could put drinks in it, put ice, and use it as a cooler. And
it's rubberized and everything.
Yeah. And it has a drain. It has a drain at the bottom.
No, it don't.
Yeah. So, so over time, you know, when you're done with it, you just, you know, you, if you're tailgating, let's say you go to your son's baseball game.
Yeah.
And you want to tailgate before or after, or give all the kids some juice boxes or some drinks or something.
Yeah.
You can have the front of your Mustang filled with ice and all the beverages.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about that. Cause yeah, we do tailgate too, like at the college football game. Sometimes we go there, people tailgating and stuff. Yeah, man.
Yeah. Man. And what's funny is on the Ford website, it's weird. It's mm-hmm. real funny. They had a Mustang Mach-E and somebody had filled it with hot wings.
Oh.
So you eat hot wings out of the front of the car. I'm assuming when you're done, even if it's sauce around it, you can get a water hose, you know,
just wash it out. And then drain it.
Drain it and you're good to go.
Oh, man. Don't tell me that either.
I don't know who would want to eat hot wings out of the front of a car.
Somebody will do it now that they've seen it. You can put hot wings in here, man.
Yeah. But one of the cool things about the Mustang, though, I do like is that I like the size of it, even though it's a crossover. But I think a lot of people are upset with it being called a Mustang because Mustangs traditionally are sports cars. But knowing what I know, and again, going back to how I say Tesla sets the standard for what a lot of car companies are doing. So for example, Tesla got a sports car coming out, a little like Corvette killer. That's going to be coming out real soon.
So is it like that Roadster or a little
different? Yeah, that Roadster.
Okay.
So do you think GM, Ford, Volkswagen, all these other companies are going to let Tesla corner the EV sports car market?
Oh, man, no. They're on it already.
They're going to have their own one. Yeah, so
exactly.
There's going to be another Mustang that's going to be an EV that's going to look way like a traditional Mustang. So people out there who are upset about it, no, this is just Ford is just expanding the Mustang stable of cars. So you got your engine car, then you're going to have a whole line of electric cars. GM, I'm quite sure they're going to come with a, who knows with GM, they may come with an electric vet.
Oh, man. Yeah. Oh, you know, that's next. Porsche is doing it, right? The Taycan. So right. Yeah, man, they own it.
So everybody, Tesla is not going to be in that market by themselves. Everybody's going to have their sports car. Everybody's going to have a four door. Everybody's going to have an SUV. Mm-hmm. Everybody's going to have an electric truck. You got that Cybertruck. Ford is about to make an electric F-150. And you think everybody else is going to let Ford and Tesla get away with making electric trucks? No.
Oh, no. Yeah.
That Hummer EV.
Yeah. Oh, I saw that. So that Hummer one, I see it can charge other Hummers.
Yeah.
They can power another house. They can power a house. I'm like, oh, man, come on. Yes, I did. I was looking at that. That looked pretty cool.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, so a lot of people who are upset about this particular Mustang, don't worry. You're going to get a true electric pony Mustang car coming real soon.
Yeah, you'll be all right. In the meantime, pick one of these up.
Right.
Yeah, man. So how is it getting used to it being so quiet? I know it's probably really whisper quiet, huh?
Yeah, but they got the little phony motor sounds and all of that. Really? Yeah, I didn't turn that on, man. I wasn't going to do that. That's altogether too corny for me. You know, yeah. What I mean? I'd rather have it quiet. I mean, I think in general, if Ford wanted to give you some kind of sound, they do back up. They do make like a bell ringing sound when it's backing up, like boom boom, like a little noise, so
people can see. Yeah, so
people can hear it, you know what I'm saying? They have to hear that chiming noise.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? But it does hum. It has a little hum to it, and I don't know how audible that is on the outside, but you know, I don't know how in the future they will address that when it comes to people who are seeing impaired, who walking up and down our public streets, mm-hmm. because all these EVs are pretty soft, quiet.
Mm-hmm.
So how they handle that, I don't know. But, you know, as a person, if I see somebody, I'm very aware of, you know, who I see on the streets and what have you. I try to be.
Mm-hmm.
That's just me. I can't speak for nobody else, but you know, it's very quiet. And like I said, they do got them corny driving sounds, but I don't turn them on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have the, what was I going to ask you about? So how's the power in it? Is it pretty powerful? Like the takeoff? Is it like quick from the stop, like stop sign? It just takes off, right?
Yeah. Instantaneous. I was driving. It was funny. Some guy was like, it was about 2 or 3 days ago. He kind of had his window down and I had my window down, and he yelled over at me, "Hey, is that car fast?" I said, "Yeah, it's pretty fast." And he was like, "All right." I thought he wanted to race me.
Okay.
And I just gave him a sample. I just took off, just left him looking at me. So,
oh man.
Yeah, but your driving habits will determine your range. So you can't be like, from a factory standpoint, you know, that you can get about, with my model, 250 to 280 on a full battery, 250 to 280 miles.
Oh, okay.
That's pretty good. On the rear wheel drive one, you can get over 300 miles. So I got all wheel drive. So, so that determines, you know, how much I can get as far as just how far I can go on a full charge. Tesla right now is, they push 300 easily on almost all their models, except for their standard range. But their long range, they can get over 300 pretty easy.
Man, that's good. That's real good, man.
Yeah.
So, I wonder how. How's the charge time on for you right now? Like from a dead battery? Well, you probably haven't got it dead yet, but
I usually charge it when I'm around 30, 40. Mm-hmm. But like if I go to like one of the EV charging companies out there, it kind of like if I go to like Electrified America. Or they got one called Green Lots out here. Mm-hmm. Supercharging it. They got different kinds of wattages depending on which one. Electrified America really need to kind of, you know, get everything together. But certain cars, like with my car, I was, let me give you a quick example. I was like at 40% one time, and there was an Electrified America charging station at a Walmart.
Okay.
So you can pull in charge, and I went inside of Walmart for about 20 minutes, and I was at like 68. So it went 20% pretty fast in like 20 minutes. Also too, the battery on a extended range Mach-E has a 98 kilowatt per hour battery.
Okay. But
four only give you access to 88 kilowatts of that. So they don't give you full access to the whole 98 kilowatt battery. They say it helps with actual you know, not you overcharging it. Not running, ruining battery. It helps with the life of the battery to have that extra space not being used.
Okay.
So it helps with the longevity of the battery. And also, I think I also read, and I don't know if this is true or not, but they say that, you know, when you do one pedal stopping, that regen energy goes back to the battery. Now I know that for sure, but the thing I read about is that they tell people, even if you could charge your battery to 100%, stop at 90 to give yourself that 10% of regen. Cause when your car's stopping, it's regenerating energy back into the battery.
Oh, okay.
So you don't want to try to regen energy back into a full battery.
Okay.
It's better to do it with 10% there, so the battery can have some space to move, some movement space.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay. That makes sense. Okay.
Yeah. So they try to tell people, even if you can do 100% charge, don't do it. Just stop at 90, 80, 87, 90, 92 to give yourself some regen space.
Okay. Can you, so I was going to ask, can you go to a supercharger, like a Tesla supercharger?
No.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if you could.
We can't do that. But the one good thing is with that new, with President Biden doing the new infrastructure bill, mm-hmm. they're going to build out more electric, electric, you know, charting spot.
Charting, okay.
Charting stations. And that money can go into making what we already have better. So, I mean, if I wanted to, I can drive from Michigan to California to New Mexico charging, but there are some places where charging stations are rare. And then there's places where there's just a charging station every 10 to 15 minutes apart.
Oh, that's good. Okay.
Yeah. What, so there are some videos out there on YouTube where they got one where they did a cannonball run in a Porsche Panamera, Porsche Taycan, I'm sorry, electric Taycan from New York to California.
And it worked okay?
Yeah. Yeah. So.
What, so do they still with Ford, do they give the rebates?
Not with this one. The one thing about with the Mach-E and the way you buy a Mach-E is that, you can buy it online like a Tesla. Like Tesla, the whole process is online.
You build it, putting the tires and the, yeah.
And you never talk to a salesperson. You do the financing, all of that. Ford gives you both options, but the dealership has expressed orders not to add any extra cost onto a Mach-E. They can't, you know how some cars, you know, they have put in like, we got this clear coat package and we're gonna throw another $2,000 on top of it. Then we got the new sports rims and we're gonna throw another $2,000 on top of that. So a $50,000 car ended up costing $65,000 because $15,000 of dealer added crap.
Bloatware,
right. So they're told they can't do that or they can lose the ability to sell the Mach-E. So what you see online is what it is if you was to buy it online or in a dealership.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. So. Man. Yeah, man. So it's been a real interesting experience. Like I said, I don't want to go ahead and I could talk about this for a little while. I don't want to blow everybody's ears out, but
man, I can go on forever with that. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but I'm going to have some more videos coming out real soon on it. So those of you out there, come to my YouTube channel, RP3 Reviews, and check out some of my Mach-E videos along with some of my other tech videos. So V, are you going to get one?
Man, I want one. I want, you know what I want? That Cybertruck. It's ugly, but
if you can get that Cybertruck.
I sure do, man. That's nice. It looks good. I mean, look like they're having delays on it though or something. I don't know what's going on. I thought they were supposed to be out this year.
No, it's that the chip shortage. There's a chip shortage.
Oh, okay.
Everything. All over every industry is affected by it, from video games to the car industry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, man. Yeah.
All maybe right. I'll
have one, man.
Well, everybody, we're going to go ahead and bring this one to a close. I done talked V's ear off about this Mustang Mach-E. We were supposed to be talking about other cars, but I think we did a good job covering how I feel about how Tesla is the standard bearer of what a EV company should be. I think I made that clear.
Yeah. Oh, you're just building that hate up too, man.
Telling the truth. telling the truth.
I know.
All right. Well, again, V, you want to shout out where everybody can get a hold of you at if they want to follow you on social media?
V Worldwide YouTube, V Worldwide 72 on Twitter and Instagram also. Come check me out.
All right. And everybody, you can follow me on RP3_reviews on Twitter and Instagram and my YouTube channel. And thanks for supporting the Gadget Switch podcast. You know, you can leave comments on the our Anchor podcast page. Blah, I had to spit that out. You can leave your comments there and we will read your comments. And if they're good, we may read them on air. But again, I appreciate each and every last one of you guys out there. We appreciate you and thanks for supporting us. And we'll catch everybody in the next one. And we out. Peace.